Adam Evans with the NIRS News. Literacy and numeracy results in NAPLAN tests have held stable, and so have entrenched academic gaps between boys and girls, urban and regional children, and First Nations students. Almost 1.3 million students across more than 9,400 Australian schools and campuses took the National Assessment Program for the years in 3, 5, 7 and 9. There are significant gaps between different student demographics in the results of the tests for numeracy, reading, writing, spelling and grammar and punctuation. The results showed a higher proportion of Indigenous students needed additional support. In both reading and numeracy, about 1 in 3 First Nations students tested in the needs additional support proficiency level compared to 1 in 10 non-Indigenous students. A divide between urban and rural schools also appeared in the results, with 24% of students from very remote schools being rated as strong or exceeding compared to 70.7% of students from major city schools. Young children appearing in New South Wales courts are overwhelmingly from disadvantaged backgrounds and often Indigenous, new data shows, as debate swells around raising the age of criminal responsibility. A day after the Victorian government backflipped on a promise to raise the age of criminal responsibility to 14, New South Wales data showed legal proceedings were taken against 4,662 people aged between 10 and 13 years in 2023. More than 40% of those people were Indigenous, with children in remote and regional areas more than 3 times more likely to see legal proceedings instigated. Of 171 people aged between 10 and 13 in youth detention in 2023, 60% were Indigenous. New South Wales has not indicated any plans to raise the age of criminal responsibility, with Attorney General Michael Daly indicating in November there had been no work done on this. He said alternative services were not in place for children aged 10 to 13 who could no longer be incarcerated. The United Nations recommends 14 as the age of criminal responsibility, an approach also backed by doctors and legal experts. The New South Wales Premier says current rules stopping people from having an alcoholic drink in public are strangling Sydney's nightlife. A parliamentary inquiry is examining the state of current restrictions around alcohol consumption in public places. Advocates say public drinking laws disproportionately affect Indigenous people who are more likely to be arrested. Chris Minn says because of the current rules, Sydney isn't as vibrant as other international cities.
They have a nighttime environment that includes maybe a hotelier or a pub or even a club allowing people to have a drink on the footpath or the sidewalk, wherever you are. In Sydney, that's virtually impossible. So I think the rules are strangling any kind of nightlife and a bit of fun in Sydney. We've got to try and get the balance right.
We'll have more coming up next.
Hey, you mob. It's Naomi Moran, proud Bundjalung woman and CEO of The Koori Mail, our 100% Aboriginal-owned and operated newspaper. Since 1991, we've been a respected source of news and information for our people. Whether it's an important community event or a focus on issues that matter, we've got you covered. So subscribe today by visiting koorimail.com. The Koori Mail is proudly the voice of Indigenous Australia.
Program sponsor.
The National Indigenous Radio Service, the voices of our people.
There are flood warnings in southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales. The Bureau of Meteorology's Daniel Hayes explains.
Got flood watches out for the southeastern parts of Queensland and around the northern rivers in New South Wales. That's covering for the expectation of continued significant rainfall for the next day or so, really. We've got a couple of minor flood warnings around, some minor flood warnings in the Wilsons and Arara rivers in New South Wales, as well as the Lachlan River. And we've also seen 3 minor flood warnings issued primarily up around parts of the Wide Bay, the Burnett rivers and the Boyne rivers, the Colin River and the Burram and Cherwell rivers from heavy rainfall overnight. So the ones in New South Wales were issued a couple of days ago from the very heavy rainfall that started down in New South Wales. We are expecting to see further heavy rainfall through today in the southeast parts of Queensland and back down into that northern New South Wales area.
The trough causing the rain is expected to move offshore today.
Queensland's big build is all go. We're getting to work right across the state, which might mean some disruptions as we roll out a 10-year plan to build more hospitals and upgraded schools, more housing, better transport, and more renewable energy. With Queensland growing, now's the time to future-proof the lifestyle we all love. To find out more about Big Build projects on the go near you, search Queensland Big Build. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane. Station sponsor.
There's a simple private and free test you can do to detect early signs of bowel cancer. If you're over 50, you should receive a screening kit in the mail every 2 years. You can also order a kit online or talk with your health worker. It's important to do the test as soon as you can. Too many of our mob are getting sick from bowel cancer. That's why I did the test and encouraged my community to do it too. If found early, almost all bowel cancers can be treated. Screening for bowel cancer can help you stay strong and healthy for yourself, your family, and community. For more information, have a yarn with your health worker or visit IndigenousBowelScreen.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying, yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. All right, Cape artists taking country to catwalks. We're talking all the way up to Darwin and coming all the way from far north Queensland. And we're going to catch up a yarn there with deadly artists / models, business people, business women, Renee Nona and Joy Tapu. Very good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Thank you. Before we start, Renee, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
My name's Renee Nona. My family, descendants from Badu Island and on my dad's side, and Murray Island on my mum and Mabil Ganaki.
Okay, beautiful. Joy, who you mob, where you from, sis?
From Murray Island, from my dad's side.
Yes.
My mum's side, South Sea Island.
All right, beautiful. Thank you. Listen, congratulations, ladies. Artists / models, businesswomen, entrepreneurs, and you took your work up to Darwin and performed up there, showcased your artwork on clothing, but also modelled them as well. Is that right?
That's right.
Yep, well, too deadly, too deadly. Renee, start with you, sister. How long have you been an artist?
Well, I enjoyed drawing, painting since high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess did it as a hobby at home, you know, because I worked for Queensland Health and then for about 15 years. And
yep.
In between, you know, my spare time, I would draw or paint. Yeah, and sew. I enjoy sewing as well.
Okay. So did you become a full-time artist? Are you a full-time artist or are you still working?
Still working.
Still working. Okay. So
casual work with Queensland Health, but when I'm available, I'll go to the art centre and
yes.
Work there.
Okay, fantastic.
As an artist and work casual
deadly.
Hours there as well.
And what were we talking, painting, sketching, abstract, pottery? What sort of art?
A bit of everything.
Okay.
We have workshops there throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
At the moment, we'll be doing silk painting on silk caftans.
Yes.
And we've had a workshop with pottery as well, for ceramic. So there's we've also been doing some painting and jewellery work with Lara Fuji from Badu Island.
All right, beautiful.
So
beautiful.
A bit of a mix.
Bit of a mix, which is great, learning, yeah. Finding your best craft, you could say, hey.
That's it,
mm.
Yeah.
And Joy, which way? How long you been an artist sister?
Attending the art centre now for nearly 2 years.
Okay. Yes.
Yep. Never thought I would be an artist.
Okay.
But I love to, decorate for family events.
Yes,
and
yes.
Do stuff like that before. Didn't even think about painting or anything like that.
Sure. And what sort of artwork do you do? You do painting or sketching, or what do you do, Joy?
Not so much sketching, but I do paint.
Okay.
And with the workshops that Renee has mentioned, we've got more involved with ceramics and painting
Good.
Our own designs on the caftan.
Yeah, too deadly. And how did Darwin come about? Did you have to nominate yourselves, or were you invited, or how did that work?
No, we nominated ourselves. So our manager, Dev Langell, at the Nyumapun Arts Centre.
And big shout out, Dez, yep.
Yeah, he submitted an application for us to...
Good.
Yeah, which came about with two of our workshops. The Lara was still with us when Annie came along to do the caftans with us.
Yes.
Lara Fuji was the one that suggested... You should put your clothes in over at Darwin.
Yeah.
And then that's when Dev looked up about everything and put us in, and we got invited to go there, right?
To Delhi. Now,
Annie,
did you...
Sorry, Annie.
Yep.
Annie, sorry, just to clarify, Annie Leon, she lives in Mullumbimby. She came up to do workshops with us to show us how to paint dye onto the caftan.
Yep.
So that's who Annie is, yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Yeah, so it created a nice platform for you mob to go Darwin. Did you guys make KIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair?
No,
you didn't.
We just attended to see what it was like.
Okay, right, get an idea, see how it all works.
Get an idea, yeah, and got a bit of background feeling at the fashion.
Yeah.
Fashion show.
Of course. Yes.
Irene Robinson.
Big shout out to Irene Robinson. Yeah, know the sister. Yep.
She got us behind the stage to see how to dress the models and what they were wearing.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
big shout out to Irene. Yeah. Well, that's too deadly. Congratulations. So, in actual fact, this is your first time as exhibitors at an art show, yes?
Yes.
Well, how deadly. Nomination from Far North Queensland, then fly over Darwin, big note yourself on the catwalk, and too deadly.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, it was eye-opener for us.
It would have been, yes.
Yeah.
And the old saying, you go a mile, see a mile. So it's giving you a vision now for the future and that you can do something with your art, yes?
Yes.
Oh, too deadly.
Yeah, the people over there were very beautiful.
Good.
Made us feel welcome.
Yes.
Important.
Yeah.
Encouraged us on the catwalk.
Yeah. Too deadly. Young model. And what about your family? All happy, excited for you?
They are. Even the community here was, really
so
proud of us.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you two got Piccaninny?
Myself, no.
No? Okay. Yeah. How old are Piccaninny?
My boys are, my oldest is 34.
Okay, right here, yeah.
Middle fella, he's 25, and then my baby's 18.
Okay, all excited?
So now I have taken off. They all left the nest, so I'm taking off myself. Yeah,
exactly, looking after, it's all about you, Nessus. Hey, congratulations. So proud of you. So where from here? Are you looking at other exhibitions now?
Yeah, I sent a message to Dev yesterday and said, can we submit another application to enter next?
Yes, please fire it up now.
Yeah.
So that's so beautiful. And what it does, it creates, like I said, a vision for yourself, but also you're now paving the way for other young brothers and sisters in your community. You know that.
True, yeah. We hope that we can encourage them to even come to the art centre because Dev tries to put it out there, on social media, radio for young and old to come and participate. Yeah,
exactly.
It's free.
Exactly. Well, you know what they say, we as black people, we are wealthy being black because we've got our culture, longest living culture on planet Earth. So whether we dance, sing or art, or write a book, our culture, we belongs to it, and it is a powerful vehicle if you want to put it in the business sense, and do it respectfully, of course, and with our ancestors with us, you know what I mean? It's powerful, and I'm so excited for you ladies. And look, Too Deadly, that's all I can say. My sisters, Renee, Joy.
Thank you.
And all the best. And you're at the Bamiga Art Centre, is that right?
It's located at the New Mapoon community.
Oh, New Mapoon, okay. So you guys get over there and that's where you do all your work, yep?
Yeah.
Well, keep supporting each other. So you're in this together and make it happen. And please keep in touch. Every time you do an exhibition, we want to be yarning with you. You hear me?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, don't get big and get deadly and then forget us little fellas here.
Yeah, true. That's very true.
True.
Can I send a thank you out?
Yes.
Before you go, Trevor?
Yeah, go ahead.
Rio Tinto sponsored.
All right, Rio Tinto, thank you.
I traveled there, and Gab Titui over in the Lisa, our son, and staff over on Thursday Island there, they helped us get there too and stay longer.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, big shout out to T.I. Mob and Rio Tinto.
And,
yep.
Yeah, and can you also mention Lara Fuji, Annie Leon,
yes,
and Dev, the manager of the Art Centre.
All right, fantastic team effort.
Because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have.
Yes. Yes.
Thought of the idea of putting the caftans in that Lara mentioned, and then Annie said she will help us get them all.
That's
out
beautiful.
There.
Yep. Yep. It's thank a team effort, know. And thank you, ladies, for the yarn. All the best. Keep smiling. Keep doing what you need to do. And enjoy that journey.
Thank you.
Oh, eso, yawo.
Yawo.
Too Deadly. Beautiful yarn there. Renee Nona and Joy Tapu, the artists and designers, / models and entrepreneurs, businesswomen. First exhibition ever. They put a nomination in to go to Darwin. And yes, they got accepted. And they went to Darwin and showcased their art and even walked on the catwalk with their art as well. So fantastic. Congratulations. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation here. We are live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumbleby Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. National Talk Black, yarn up strong, your mob too deadly.
Men's who roam through creeks we paddle. My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Me plumb at the work, with the making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth to track in the hurt, for what you thought we could be worth, we saw it work. With the making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth, tracking the hurt, for what you thought we could be worth, we saw it. You must have been me, Sambala Ryan, at the car rim, Akamasi Island. Born and bred where Kyoto the island. Busy not to fly, must fly go by again. Another after MB full blood, new in mind. Another after MB cell come from Jamaica. With the coming of the light, now Zulai one. Sends a light blown Toro straight island. How much the young you bad when after become? After matter make a dance, after make it the mock car. And man no understand, when we shake a hand, me plan make it one plan. We not playing for fun. Them come once it's time we snag a band. Woman nag a man, bullet no got no gun. I mean no got hand to command man. From make it wrong decision, them kind. But we no sabe see them at the work. With the make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the make it holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. But what you thought, we could be worth, we sabe work. With the make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the make it holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. But what you thought, we could be worth, we sabe. Bye-bye, you go walk, but not sabe where you from. Mata love and pay respects to those before us. Pass them go from diver to a dove now. Look above, sign up the gaba gov. Mata listen club, them kind was a mara. Bala make it damn kind, you go mata stop. Bombay then kind was a kuyur password walk now. Then kind was a spear password woman up. How mata ya new bad when ate become? Ate mata make it work, make him sign up to sun down. Make it plenty pound, dive a mother down. When he selling them, but keep it the millions, hundreds and thousands. Them kind was a waiting naga vow. Bochi naga bow, farmer naga no cow. Lawyer speaking all out, Bogani go pop. From sissy walk up from inside south. Then now, but we no sabe see them at the work. With the make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. But what you thought, we could be with, we sabe work. With the make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. But what you thought, we could be worth, we saw it. Plum at the work. Me plum at the work. With the making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. But what you thought, we could be worth, we saw it work. With the making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. But what you thought, we could be worth, we saw it.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. That's BB and Bumper Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the country thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Have you say, Yana, strong you mob too, deadly. Well, it is Science Week, 10th to the 18th of August. And we're going to catch up with Yana with deadly sister now, Crystal Di Napoli. Astrophysicist is her title, and got her in line. Crystal, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you going, Trevor?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. And before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you from, sis.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm calling from the lands of the Wurundjeri and Boonwurrung from Kulin Nation, but my mob are Gomeroi, and I grew up on Pengarang, country, so a lot of mobs I feel very connected to.
Lot of mob, fantastic, congratulations. Now, first of all, can you please explain what a astrophysicist is? And I mean, come break my jaw trying to pronounce it. Can you help me with the pronunciation as well, sister, please?
Yeah, it's a bit of a tongue twister, but yeah, astrophysicist.
There you go, astrophysicist, yes.
Yeah, just not just your standard physicist, but someone who's specifically focused on the skies, looking at the beautiful stars and galaxies.
Look up.
Yeah, we're always looking up and we're observing in heaps of different wavelengths of light. So the human tend to see in the visible wavelength.
Yes.
But there's heaps more, from long wavelengths like radio to short ones like X-ray and UV, that we use to observe the skies and try and make sense of just an infinite landscape. It's just surreal.
So, and being a First Nation person and you're working with science, you're looking to the sky, is there input in a cultural sense as well?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the most amazing things for me is that there are things that happened in the history of our skies that we would otherwise not have record of if it weren't for the traditions from First Nations communities.
Mm.
So mobs still hold within our community stories which describe events that have happened in the skies, like, you know, the big fiery explosions of big stars dying. Which would look bright as a galaxy, you know, and otherwise you don't see or don't have record of, but we have it with our stories. There's heaps of descriptions, you know, big fire falling from the sky and obliterating the landscape.
Yes.
Descriptions of meteorite impacts from like 4,500 years ago. It's just amazing.
Well, I know I talked to elders in the Torres Straits. I got family up that way, and they still look to the skies, especially at nighttime when they're fishing and doing what they're doing, you know. So it's powerful, and it's great to have at a table. Now, you're also an award-winning author, a radio host, and science communicator. So how deadly are you, Crystal?
I aim to be deadly. Some work in progress in some regards. But yeah, I feel like I'm a storyteller, and so I tell it in different ways, whether that be yarning, you know, on air or with people directly at their schools, or whether that's through writing and, you know, sharing stories, sharing articles and pieces. I'd say that's a good summary for it.
Beautiful. Now, astrophysicist, how long does it take to become one of those, Dale?
Yeah, so when you go to university, you usually do like an undergraduate degree, which is a bachelor's in science.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did. It usually would take you 3 years. For me, it took me many more. So I took my time going through it.
Good.
Which is good. I learned a lot, met a lot of people. I'm very grateful for it. And then it depends what you want to do after you get that first degree. Because if you want to keep studying it, that's when you would probably spend a few more years getting a PhD.
Okay.
Or you want to teach, you can step into education.
Sure, fantastic. Many black people in this space?
There's a few, but you'd always want to see way more.
Of course.
So I think we know of like six astrophysicists, people who have gone to study astrophysics at university.
Yes.
I think there's only six of us in total. Actually, shout out to Deadly Woman Kirsten Banks. She's just become the first Aboriginal woman to get a PhD in astrophysics.
Kirsten Banks, big shout out. Congratulations, sister. Now, you guys are in communication? Do you catch up? Do you have conferences or meetings as such?
Yeah, we've always been very supportive with our network. So the book that I've written, I co-authored with another Gomeroi astronomer, Carly Noon, but there's also Deadly Fella Pete Swanton and Stacey Mader, and also Beth Capp, who's just a student I've met recently. So, you know, wanting to see way more black fellas in astrophysics, and I hope that the six of us are doing everything we can to support people in finding that pathway.
Yeah, fantastic. Teamwork, fantastic. And look, go a mile, see a mile, and look into the skies. Fantastic. And having black input as well. Scientists, are they open arms for black people being at the table? Black scientists, yes?
My experience, yes. Good. I actually was not sure what to expect, because science can be pretty exclusive and, you know, not very welcoming and pretty archaic.
Yep.
But I've been very, very, very grateful that my experiences with my university and with the people that I work with are just wanting to find out what they can learn from Aboriginal science and ways they can help support black fellas in. So I do think it's a welcoming space, which is a relief, honestly.
Yeah, well, I will say this, scientists, astrophysicists, you know, professionals, whatever case may be, when they come to the table with a black person, they become a student, do they not?
They absolutely do, as you were saying, right? Like, there's so much deadly knowledge from, like, the street. Exactly. Just, you know, for white fellas, we've got to go study at university. Black fellas, it's just light to understand.
We're in campfire, you know, having a yarn, looking up.
Yeah, exactly.
Too deadly, sister. Thank you for the yarn. All the best to you. You keep smiling. Keep looking up, and we'll be in touch, Crystal.
Sounds good. Thanks so much, Trevor. Take care.
Bye, sis. Beautiful yarn there. Crystal Di Napoli, astrophysicist. I got it. Murray broke his jaw trying to pronounce it. She's an award-winning author, radio host, and science communicator. And it is Science Week from the 10th to the 18th of August. So all you black fellas out there looking up to the sky, especially when you're going fishing or you're out in the wilderness, you know, we've got a lot of knowledge there. And if you've got the aspiration to become astrophysicist, there it is. Other sisters and brothers are doing it. Leading from the front. We are professionals in all fields, you know that. We are so deadly. First Nation people of planet Earth. There it is. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black, live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM and Bumbrabip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, for your daily program, National Talk Black. Too deadly.
Solid ground. I'm Joe Madden, Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community. And we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Fostering Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wootshopperin's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wootshopperin on 40801080 to learn more.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1800 422 416.
One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior. Yes,
that's what we are. One generation from a warrior. From a warrior, that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior, yes,
that's what we are. Our fathers were warriors, their fathers before them. But though we're now civilized, our hearts are not far from them. Cause we're
one generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
Generation from a warrior,
that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior,
that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior,
that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior,
yes, that's what we are. Now that we know where our people come from, we found our identity, our spirit lives on and on.
Nation beat, got a rubber dub style. Island warrior, but we plan all while. Listen to the beat, to the rhyme, to the rhythm. We gon' make you jump, cop car, now you get them. To kick a raga in a natty vibration. We are the children of the next generation. Coming to you with a positive style. All same clear, I'm the warrior, but me plan no while.
One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior. Ooh, yes.
That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
From a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Yes, that's what we are. Our fathers were warriors, their fathers before them. But though we're now civilized, our hearts are not far from them.
Cause we're one generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
Generation from a warrior,
that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior,
that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior.
One generation from a warrior,
that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior,
that's what we are.
Say no, we got is the loving and then them are just the no, because you can't raise it because you know you're loving. Because you know it's giving a come back, insisting in the island styles. Only while all them upon waters and our people upon you love when it is need that them is gonna keep on.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumrabit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, New Mob, too, Deadly. Now, Brisbane Festivals, we've got a Deadly showcase of entertainment. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Deadly's sister, Alethea Beetson. And talk about Meet Your Maker is the title of her daily program. And we've got Alethea online. Alethea, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yes, so I'm Alethea Beetson, Cubby Cubby and Wiradjuri, and I live here on Turrbal Jagera and Jagera country in so-called Brisbane.
All right, fantastic. Thank you for coming to the program, and big shout out to your mob. Now, Meet Your Maker, I'm reading here, it's not based on a true story, but it's based on a true feeling. I'm loving that title. So are we talking about a play or entertainment on stage, acting? Paint a picture, please, about Meet Your Maker.
Yeah, so Meet Your Maker is probably the most ambitious work that Black Social, which is the company I run, has tried to tell, and definitely the most ambitious story I've tried to tell. It's about an Indigenous pop star in the fictional world of Queen City, and she goes missing a split second before the biggest show of her career to meet her makers and have a conversation with them. And it's told through theatre, so I'm performing the work live on stage, but there are about 20 actors on screen, so there's quite a cinematic film component to the story. So it's really beautiful to be able to perform in a world that is still surrounded by so many mobs, even though it is sort of a solo show. Yeah. I love that I've been able to still work with, you know, biggest mobs on this project.
Fantastic. So this kicks off at the Underground Theatre, Brisbane Powerhouse, 31st of August till 7th of September. Look, congratulations running with this, and give us a bit of background of Alethea Beetson, please, sister.
Yeah, so I am a theatre maker and I do a little bit of film work as well, and I work in the music industry, specifically in First Nations music. So this story is, oh gosh, almost the coming of all of the worlds that I have. So there's going to be an original soundtrack that's going to be released as part of Meet Your Maker. And that was executive produced by Moss and co-written by Sue Ray, Lockie Little, Reese Bowden, and the legend Mark Monk Ross. So a really deadly group of Black musicians have created the original soundtrack for the work, which will have the first part of that out in a couple of weeks, and then a full soundtrack coming out later. And it's just been really lovely. I feel like the work is just such a big love letter to the community that I've gotten to work with over the years. I founded Digi Youth Arts in 2013, so I've been kind of making work with our young ones for a really long time, and this is sort of, I suppose, me stepping away from doing that as I left EYA to focus on Black Social, and I also wanted Digi Youth Arts to just continue being run by young people. I was getting a bit old. And so this is sort of now stepping into a different phase of my career, and I still very much made the work with young people in mind, and all of the messages and all of the themes in it are what I would have also loved seeing more and more of as I was growing up.
Look, we are true storytellers, and whatever vehicle we use, we tell the story. And what I'm picking up, Sister Lethea, is a 12-pronged spear here. So we're talking acting, we're talking music, we're talking drama and storytelling, all the above. You've got to be pretty excited about this, Lethea.
It is. I'm so excited, and the team that have worked on it have done such an incredible job, and there's just mob working across all facets of the work. We've got, you know, Black, we had one of the DPs on the film project is a Black woman. I've got a Black woman editing, and like Netta Rimabo, who's done all the costumes. It's just been so incredible working with so many mob across. Yeah, you're right. The 12th prong spear that is this work, where there's so many art outcomes happening at once.
No, well, congratulations. So deadly. And would you look at taking this on the road?
I would love to. Yeah, that's definitely in the plan, getting it up and then showcasing it to some folks when it's up in season, and then try and figure out a way to take it on the road. Like, it's a very big production in scale, but there's ways that I can kind of, you know, there's ways I'm thinking about putting the screen content onto like an old school TV so I could perform it in smaller venues, because I'm really conscious that I grew up in Toowoomba, and at the time there wasn't as much art there as there is now. There's been a lot done there, and my family are also in, like, from Surat, and I'm just conscious of, you know, it's important to make sure stories go everywhere, because stories have always belonged everywhere across these lands. So it's definitely in my mind's eye.
And we look at the deadly family name Beetson, so a relation there to Arthur.
Yeah, my uncles and my pop's brother.
Okay, so well, you're scoring tries here in this space, my dear. So too deadly.
Thank you.
Too deadly. And like I said, we are storytellers, and by any means necessary, we've got to tell the stories and use the vehicles that are about. And here we are in the 21st century. and telling our stories strong using this vehicle. So congratulations to my sister.
Thank you.
So this is your first like delivery as a live theatre show as such?
Yes, it's the first time I'm acting on stage. So I did a work with Brisbane Festival a couple of years ago, set in the same universe, Queen City.
Yes.
And, yeah, returning 2 years later and putting myself on stage. So first time doing that.
Too deadly.
I've had to learn how to sing and dance and play the piano. So it's pretty stressful, pretty silly, but I might be able to pull it off. We'll see.
Well, we black fellas say, nah, don't act. No, we need to act. And, you know, the old saying, yeah, the world's the stage and we are all characters, aren't we, playing our role?
Absolutely.
Too deadly. I'm so proud of you. And thank you for sharing. So Meet Your Maker. So that's kicking off 31st of August, runs right through 7th of September. Underground Theatre, Brisbane Powerhouse. Price is $25 to $35. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's correct. And you can just head to either BrisFest or Brisbane Powerhouse website to get tickets.
Good. Fantastic. Well, break a leg, my sister. Keep smiling and be the best you can be. Alethea, nice talking with you. And please keep in touch, sister.
Thank you so much for having me and supporting Black Theatre.
All right. Too deadly. Take care.
Thank you.
Beautiful yarn there. That's Alethea Beetson, Meet Your Maker. Do check it out. Brisbane Festival happening in Underground Theatre, Brisbane Powerhouse, from the 31st of August right through the 7th of September. So if you're ever in Brisbane and you're looking for entertainment or something to do, hey, kill two birds, one stone, go and check it out. 119 Leamington Street, New Farm, Queensland, and 4005. Maintenance performance at 2 p.m. and also an evening performance at 7:30 p.m. On those dates. So do check it out. Fantastic. Represent. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong here. We are live at the First Station radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbleberry Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. National Talk Black, too deadly.
Where you from, my brother? I come from there, from another side. Me you call a Kungai, from Yoruba where my people reside. All us Aboriginal people are divided into 500 different tribes whom the white man tried to conquer when he first come here to Dubai. You may call it divide and conquer, hey, but no more, you've let a lie. This land belongs to us Abos, and we'll stay. But I say, hey, where you from, my brother? I come from there, now that is sad. Me you call him Kungai, Kungai from Yoruba where my people reside. Where you from, my brother? Yoruba where my people reside.
it's our Aboriginal spiritual home. But you may call it divide and conquer. Hey, but no more. You've let a lie. Let a lie. This land belongs to his apple. And we'll stay right here until we die. But I say, hey, where you from, my brother?
Jenda Banapi Bamanda, Jenda Bakatjana Bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.